This is a story from the Bible.
Abraham's wife, Sarah, died, and he was now old.
Abraham said to his chief servant, "I want you to swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and earth, that you will not get a wife for my son Isaac from among the people where I am now living. Instead, go to my country and my own relatives and get a wife for my son Isaac." Then the servant took 10 of Abraham's camels and departed, taking with him all kinds of gifts. The servant made his way to the town where Abraham's relatives lived. The servant had the camels kneel down near the well outside the town. Evening was near, the time when the women would go out to draw water. The servant prayed, "O Lord, God of my master Abraham, give me success today. See, I am standing beside this well, and the daughters of the townspeople are coming out to draw water. May it be when I say to a girl, 'Please let down your jar,' that I may have a drink, and she says, 'Drink,' and I will water your camels too. Let her be the one you have chosen for Isaac. By this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master." Before the servant finished praying, Rebekah came out with her jar on her shoulder. She was the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, who was the wife of Abraham's brother Nahor. The girl was very beautiful, and a virgin, for no man had ever slept with her. Rebekah went to the well and filled her jar. The servant hurried to meet her and said, "Please give me a little water from your jar." Rebekah replied, "Please drink. I will draw water for your camels too, until they have finished drinking." Rebekah lowered the jar to her hands and gave the servant a drink. And then she quickly emptied her jar into the water trough for the camels to drink and refilled the jar many times until the camels finished drinking. The servant took out a gold nose ring and two gold bracelets. And the servant said to Rebekah, "Whose daughter are you? Please tell me if there is room in your father's house for me and the men with me to spend the night." Rebekah answered, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, and we have plenty of straw for the camels, as well as room for you to stay the night." Then the servant and his men bowed down and worshipped the Lord, saying, "Praise be to the Lord and God of my master Abraham, who has shown kindness and faithfulness to my master." The servant explained that his master had sent him to get a wife for Isaac from among his own people. Rebekah's brother Laban and Bethuel the father said, "Here is Rebekah. Take her and go. Let her become the wife of your master's son." The servant brought out gold and silver jewelry and fine clothing and gave them to Rebekah. He also provided costly gifts to Rebekah's mother and brother. And on the next day, the servant said, "Send me on my way so I may return to my master." The family said, "Let's call Rebekah and ask if she will go." They called Rebekah and said, "Will you go with this man?" Rebekah replied, "I will go." And the family sent Rebekah on her way along with her nurse, with Abraham's servant and his men. One evening, Isaac had gone out into the field to meditate. He looked up and he saw camels were approaching. Rebekah looked out and noticed that there was a man out there in the field. She got down from her camel and asked the servant, "Who is the man in the field coming to meet me?"
"He is my master," the servant replied.
Rebekah took her veil and covered herself. And then the servant told Isaac all that had happened. Isaac brought Rebekah into the tent of his mother, and he married her. She became Isaac's wife. And Isaac loved Rebekah, and he was comforted after his mother's death. Isaac was 40 years old when he married Rebekah, daughter of Bethuel, sister of Laban. Rebekah, though, was barren for many years. Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife Rebekah, and the Lord answered Isaac's prayer. For Rebekah conceived and later gave birth to twin boys when Isaac was 60 years old. This is a story from the Bible. Consider these thoughts.
When Abraham's servant prayed to God, what did he ask to have happen? What happened before the servant finished praying? How did Rebekah show that she was God's answer to the servant's prayer? When the family asked Rebekah if she was willing to go with the servant, how did she reply? What was Isaac doing when Rebekah neared the place where Isaac lived? And what did Rebekah ask when she saw Isaac? What did Isaac do when he met Rebekah? When Rebekah failed to conceive, what did Isaac do for her? Did God answer his prayer? Who do you turn to when your family has needs? Consider this psalm. I call on you, O God, for you will answer me. Give ear to me and hear my prayer. Psalm 17:6.